Welcome to V-School. We are on chapter 3 and this investment management topics are getting more and more interesting. In the first chapter, we saw about the basics of investments and the different types of shares. In the second chapter, we saw about different categories of shares. And now you are ready to see whether investing in shares can be done by anyone. Friends, gone are the days when only the top investors invested in shares. In the present times, even an average person with limited income can invest in shares. Other than the income, we can have investments in shares done by different categories of investors. When I talk about different categories of investors, it can be a young graduate getting his first job. It can be a married person looking at some wealth creation for giving higher education to his children. It can be an investor who has retired and wants to get regular income. So these types of investors can also make investments in shares. So that is the reason shares are for everyone. The learning objective of this chapter is to understand how shares can be a place for investment just about everyone. And you will also get to know this concept with specific illustrations. We will learn these concepts with specific case studies as to what is the current position, what investments could be made, and what would be the objectives behind such investments. And that is the reason this chapter is going to be very interesting. Before we go into the case studies, let us understand what does an investor aim for. The basic aim can be two types, either to get income or to get an appreciation. Income or return is usually the measure that determines the success of an investment. However, the aim is also to obtain capital appreciation. The aim to obtain the highest return possible, when we talk in terms of highest return possible, it includes your dividend income. Obviously, we are talking in terms of shares as well as the capital appreciation. The investor also want a return that is higher than the rate of inflation. In the first chapter, we saw how inflation can eat away the returns. So the aim of the investor is obviously to get a return which is higher than inflation in order to protect the purchasing power of the investment. So he don't have to make a hole to his pocket to buy anything that he wishes with the returns he get just because the returns are lesser than the rate of inflation. Liquidity is also an important aspect. Liquidity is necessary in case one needs money to meet the unexpected expenditure or exigencies. So whatever investment that is done in shares, especially when we saw about the listed companies, you can get your money back within a couple of days by selling the shares on the stock exchange. Shares can be converted into money quite easily as they can be sold freely on the stock exchange and the money can be deposited into your account within a couple of days or maximum 3 days. Now, what are the objectives of purchasing shares? The preference of the investment objective will differ on the circumstances of an individual and his needs. This is what is very, very important point for investing in a share. Shares offer an individual the opportunity to opt for the objective of his choice, and it is for this reason shares are said to be for everyone. Because when we talk in terms of shares, some shares can give good returns, some shares can have capital appreciation, some shares can have both better returns as well as good capital appreciation. And safety is undoubtedly an important investment objective. So these are the basic objectives of purchasing shares. Now let us understand how shares can be for everyone with some specific case studies. The case one which we are talking is about Aditya Singh. Aditya Singh is a young executive. He lives with his parents and apart from spending on himself for his own pleasure, has very few expenses. He is not married, nor does he intend to get married for a few years. He is able to save rupees 10,000 per month and he needs to build capital and purchase a house. So this is the basic background about Aditya Singh, who is young, who is earning, who is saving, who is not married, who has very few expenses, and he has a good disposable income which he can invest, and he has a plan to build capital and purchase a house. So how can, what type of investments he can make in a share? In addition to building capital and purchasing a house, he would also like to make it grow as rapidly as possible, as he wishes to purchase a house of his own at the earliest. So which investment options in shares would be suitable for Aditya? Now let us see the options in front of Aditya Singh. Since Aditya Singh is young and has little expenses, he wants to invest in shares which are likely to grow rapidly. He does not need income immediately because he is already earning, he has little expenses. The ideal investment for him would be to invest in new companies or slightly riskier companies which can grow at a rapid pace within a shorter period. It is admitted though there is a possibility of loss because he is taking risk. However, Aditya Singh is young, he is not married, he has little expenses, and he could actually be capable of bearing such risk if at all something happens to his investments. Let us take case 2 of Vivan Daruwala. Vivan Daruwala is a family man. He has 2 sons. Both are going to school. He has a family to look after and has to ensure that in a decade he has enough to send his children to college, higher education. He would like to ensure that in 10 years' time he has enough money to send his children abroad to study and to give them a start in life. So a family person obviously will have responsibilities, also will have expenses. So he has to plan out in such a way that within his timeline of 10 years, his capital grows in such a way that the appreciation will help him to send his children abroad to study for higher education. What is the solution for Vivan Daruwala? Vivan Daruwala needs both growth and security. He cannot afford deterioration in his savings. His savings must appreciate. He does not require an income because he has a good job. He has money to support his family. He could place 50% of his capital in blue chips. Blue chips are good companies, they give good returns, they have good appreciation. At the same time, the balance of his shares can be invested in second tier companies so that there is no erosion in capital. So a balanced investment in blue chips and second tier companies will help him to create funds within a 10 years timeline which can achieve his financial goal of sending his children abroad for higher education. Let us consider case 3 now of Pradeep Nair. Pradeep Nair has a daughter who is in college. he has substantial savings and has probably enough to ensure that his daughter is properly married. His main objective is to ensure that is he has enough money so that his daughter can get married from the money which he actually creates as a wealth. So what can be the solution for Pradeep Nair? Pradeep Nair has substantial savings. His investment should be diversified into different types of companies such as blue chips, medium risk, high risk, in such a way that he gets both income as in investments also appreciate. So this is a beautiful formula for growing of your investments in shares. This formula is diversifying your investments into blue chips as well as risky companies. When we talk of risky companies, it is not totally high risk. It can be medium risk. It can be high risk. In order to protect the assets, he needs to take care that at least 50% of the assets are invested in blue chips. This would ensure that at least his base is protected, and additionally, more than 50% of his portfolio should be in high-risk shares. So if at all he's taking a real big risk, that would be only in 15% of his investments. The other part would be largely safer and continue to fetch the returns. So this can be a very good solution for Pradeep Nair, who is looking at his financial goals. Now let us look at another case of Rahul Mukherjee. Rahul Mukherjee is retiring from his salaried employment. He needs to ensure that his investments and savings yield him a return, because when we talk about retirement, he has no more income in the form of salary. Whatever corpus that he has created in the form of savings or whatever benefits he would be getting after retirement needs to be properly utilized for earning a good return that would enable him to maintain a reasonable standard of living. So what should Rahul Mukherjee do? Since Rahul Mukherjee would be retiring in 5 years, his main objective would be to create a regular income, which means he should at least invest 30% of his capital in blue chips, which are going to give him good returns. The balance should be in the gilt or the fixed income funds. Even though the gilt or the fixed income funds would be giving him lesser returns than the blue chips, generally gilt or fixed income funds are considered to be safer investments. They would ensure against deterioration in capital and give him regular income. So whatever income that would be created, that would be a mix of the returns he would be getting from blue chips as well as fixed income. So rather than investing the entire thing into safer deposits such as the fixed income, he can have a mix of blue chips and fixed income funds so that his retirement needs could be met with a good average returns, which will be definitely more than the gilt or fixed income funds returns. So friends, what is the conclusion of this chapter? We saw different case studies. In all these case studies, each investor has different requirements. And based on the requirements, the investor should choose what category of shares he needs to invest. And one should also note, just because one chooses different categories of investment, he can still fulfill the financial goals. The preference of investment objective will differ on the circumstances on individual and his needs. However, if one picks up, one decides on the correct shares of the company, the returns as well as appreciation can meet the financial goals. Thank you.